This is episode 2198 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day five of our series this week, where we're exploring simplicity. This is in regard to simplicity in your interior life. You might organize every drawer in your home. You might have plans scheduled throughout the entire year. You may feel as though you've pretty much organized your life as you launched into a brand new year. But simplicity doesn't start until you manage your interior life. That means finding ways to calm your mind and your body, to prevent yourself from getting caught up in the swirl of distraction, especially these days as so much is happening in the world around us. Your quest this week, every week you have a challenge or a quest you go on, and it's a way for you to deepen your experience of the theme. When you're exploring one theme every day for a week in your meditation ritual, and you have different meditation techniques as tools to support you, you do begin to find yourself living the way you are meant to live, with more peace, energy, and clarity. So with your quest this week, you're encouraged to do a media fast. That means don't read or watch the news. These days, the news seems to incite anger, fear, self-doubt, uncertainty. And you may think that, well, you need to watch the news because you need to know what's going on. I think it's safe to say that you will know what's going on, because most people these days, it seems, are glued to the news. So if there's something you need to know about, chances are you will hear about it quickly. For yourself, though, if you find yourself destabilized by the news, especially as you launch into a new year, and you want to make this a great year for yourself, whether or not we're going through a worldwide pandemic, you can still thrive. I've heard from many of you throughout the course of the pandemic, and also especially towards the end of the new year, many of you reached out to let me know that this, in fact, has been one of the best years of your life, even though you struggled, even though you lost work or loved ones from the coronavirus, or you yourself became sick with the coronavirus or some other ailment. This year taught you to be grateful for what you have, and to slow down and reassess how you live your life. So continue with that theme into this year, where you allow yourself time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I honor you for what you're doing for yourself, because I've been on the same journey right along with you. And when I first started meditating, I found it really difficult to sit down for even 10 minutes at a time. But I kept showing up, and I slowed down by sipping tea when I lived in Japan. And the company where I worked, there were several tea breaks built in to the day. And there was actually someone who served you tea. So I would sit down, and I would want to get together and chat with my coworkers, but they weren't chatty. They were using this time the way I should have been using it, the way I ultimately learned to use it, and that was by sitting in stillness and reflecting. And so this is where my journey started, but it did take me a while before I was ready to open up to meditate. For that reason, I started the Daily Meditation Podcast, where I share a meditation technique and some insight so you can learn the deep, rich wisdom of meditation. So all this makes sense for you as you begin your meditation journey. And I share maybe 5 minutes of a guided experience. On my Sip and Om meditation app, I share a full half-hour guided experience where you can still break off at the 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute, whatever mark you want. But this is a way for you to grow in your meditation ritual. I invite you to try the Sip and Om meditation app for 7 days, free access to over 2,000 guided meditations. 7 days gives you a chance to sample a full series of the half-hour meditation experience. You also get a journal and a guide that's customized every week to the theme we're exploring. So you get a simplicity journal and guide this week. And I want to share a little experience from your fellow meditator. This is from Stuart from Vancouver, BC in Canada, who writes, "I've been listening to you for several years. I listen almost daily. When I miss a day, I feel off track. I really enjoy your themes. At the start of this year, I decided to try the Sip and Om meditation app. I am right where I need to be on the app. It truly has enriched my meditation ritual this year. Thank you for providing lots of ways to experience the life-changing art of meditation." I thank you, Stuart, for reaching out. And meditation is an art. It's also a science. There's a lot of science showing how meditation is one of the best ways to calm your mind and body. So let's get you meditating. Settle yourself down with a straight spine as always. And close your eyes. Gently elevate your eyes to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye, or the part of your brain, your prefrontal lobes. That allows you to better manage your emotions. This is the part of your brain that's activated as you meditate. Inhale and exhale through your nose. With each inhale, mentally affirm, "I am enough." I am enough. Allow your breath to calm down at your own pace. Now begin to notice how you're feeling right here, right now, today. Focus on what helps you to feel grounded. You might focus on your first chakra, which is right at the base of your tailbone, your coccyx region, it's referred to. The color of this chakra is red. The element is earth. You could visualize yourself as a tree, rooted strongly in the ground, roots stretching out, think about your values and what matters most to you. Begin to ground yourself in these values. You could visualize people who've been important in your life to help you to feel supported. Visualize them seated next to you as you meditate. Feel their strength, feel their peace. Continue meditating, enjoying this inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.